Welcome home, neighbors.
Welcome home, neighbors.
Hello, neighbors.
We're listening from
Arizona,
Florida,
Maryland,
New York,
New Jersey,
Indianapolis,
California,
Utah,
Michigan,
Iowa,
Massachusetts,
Georgia,
Canada.
Our home resort is
Animal Kingdom,
Polynesian,
Great Lake Tahoe,
Old Key West,
Riviera,
Fort Walton,
Alani Resort,
Hilton,
Boulder Ridge,
Papa Creek,
Grand Floridian,
Saratoga Springs,
Beach Club,
and Wilderness Lodge.
And you're listening to
my
Hello and welcome to DVC Newscast. I am Shannon and this is episode 183 and original gang here. I got Pete here with me today.
Hey Shannon, I was just thinking we're right around 6 years now we've been doing this.
When yeah, we, right? Yeah, because it was
2020.
Yeah, it was 2020. It was, I started, I did the first episode on it when they announced the reopening of the resorts.
Right.
And that's kind of when I started. And yeah, it was just, I was just saw on the news earlier that I think it's when we're recording, which is June 13th, it was like 6 years that it was declared an emergency or something like a worldwide pandemic. It's hard to believe it's been 6 years.
We've been doing this for 6 years together. I know. It's crazy.
Yep. So and it's hard to believe that it was 6 years since the pandemic. Like that's just, you know, crazy because
it's both like it seems like ages and ages ago and like it just happened.
Yeah.
both at the same time.
Absolutely. And I think the resorts reopened June 24th, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy. But anyway, before we get into that, let's just give a shout out to today's sponsor, and that is DVC Rental Store. So if you've never tried a DVC resort or you want to see what it is, what it's like to be on a DVC reservation, because it is a little different, you can always rent points. And you can do that with our friends at DVC Rental Store. They have a lot of pre-booked rentals that you can look and see if they match up with your dates and your desires for resorts. Or maybe you just can't use your points this year and you want to rent, you want to rent them out. They can definitely help you out with that. They'll take care of everything. And it's also a safer way if you are going to rent points or rent them out. It is just a little safer when you have that middleman. So definitely hit up our friends at DVC Rental Store. With that, we've got our first story. And that is that all rooms are now declared at DVC for Riviera.
Yes. It took 7 years and 3 months. But all the rooms at Riviera Resort are now officially declared as part of DVC inventory. That doesn't mean there's no cash rooms at all, but they set aside like 2% of the resort. So there's a few rooms that are available for cash now, but basically the resort is entirely DVC inventory now. This means that all the points for resort are available for sale, which is some 6.6 million points. It's expected the resort will sell out sometime next summer, and they declare it sold out at a certain point, and it's not always truly sold out, but that's usually the point at which they like raise the price as a sold out resort. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what they do if they do that, you know, a year from now. 7 years is kind of long. Most resorts sell out in 3 or 4, but
there was a pandemic.
Yeah. So I did. There's a couple circumstances that make sense. One, it's a larger resort than most of the DVC resorts. So initially probably was going to be 4 to 5 years anyways. It was also the first resort to have the resale restrictions in place, which may have turned off some people, especially like current owners that, you know, are aware of that type of thing. The sales of Riviera were really curbed, as you just said, by COVID pandemic for more than a year. Honestly, they stopped sales for maybe 4 or 5 months. But then when they came back, they were really slow for another, you know, almost 6, 7 months before they started kind of picking back up. And then the other thing is that in what we usually don't see, but Disney kind of opened multiple other resorts during the sales of Riviera, including the Grand Floridian, the Pine Key Building, the Disneyland Tower, the Polynesian Tower, the Fort Wilderness Cabins, which has slowed kind of the sales a little bit because of that, because people have a choice, so they don't always have to go there. I looked up this fun fact on my, if you go to DVC Help, I always put a little history on resorts. This resort went on sale, Riviera went on sale for $188 per point and is currently on sale at $243. So that's 29% increase over 7 years. So, you know, wow. If you bought it 7 years ago, not only have you had 7 years to use it, but you paid 29% less. So
wow.
It's only going to go up, folks.
That's just, that blows my mind. That blows my mind. Because I still remember saying like, oh, when do we think points are going to get over 200? And,
right.
And well, now they're like way over 200. So it's like, yeah, when are they going to hit? What are they going to hit?
243 for most of the ones. And I think it's 248 at Disneyland Tower. It's a little bit more at Disneyland Tower.
Yeah. So I think the next question is, when is it going to hit 300?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's still a ways away from that. I think it's, you know, it's seems like it's been going up about $5 a year. So if we assume a similar climb, the steep climb in costs were from like, I want to say 2009 to about 2015. I think it went up like $80 in like five mm-hmm. years or something. It just went crazy. They went with the prices, and now it's mostly, it seems like about $5 to $7 a year. I don't think we're going to hit 300 too soon, but maybe 10 years from now we will.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely think in 10 years. Well, that's good to know. I mean, I remember early on episodes, that was the big question when we first started, was how long was Riviera going to take to be declared, you know? Yeah. And now we know.
Yeah, 7 years. And boy, it's going to be interesting with Lakeside. We're going to have another story about Lakeside Lodge, and think about that resort and the size of it. It's going to be, that one's going to be on sale for a long time, but
yeah. And, yeah. And then the cabins too, cause the cabins are still pretty slow, right?
Yeah. The cabins, I mean, I still think after 2 years, they're only like 5% sold. Wow. So yeah, those will be on sale forever.
Yeah.
But honestly, Alani is still on sale.
That's crazy too.
And
yeah,
it's been open. I mean, they don't really talk about what percentage of Alani is sold, but you know, Alani is 13-14 years, I think it opened.
It was before it was before we purchased.
Yeah, it was before either of us were members. So yeah, it's been a long time, and that from a DVC perspective, Alani is probably their worst situation that they've had, other than the fact that it's a lovely resort and they managed to still sell all the cash rooms anyways, so it hasn't really hurt them per se. But the reason they build DVC is they want to sell it, because then they make their money right. All at once, whereas if they're renting the rooms out, they're just making, you know, a hotel room, you're making the money a day at a time. If you if you sell DVC, you're making 50 years worth of money. I mean, good news for Riviera. It's actually good news for members when a resort gets fully declared, because it means all the rooms are available. It's easier to book usually.
And we stayed there. We actually talking about the reopening was, that was when we stayed there. We stayed there right after the reopening, when the first day it was reopened. We loved the resort. Obviously, Skyliner wasn't open at that point because the parks weren't open, but we loved the resort, and we've gone back several times to kind of look at stuff. So it is a beautiful resort, overpriced point-wise, but other than that, it's a great resort. We'll move on to the next story, and I was so excited when I saw this email, only to be disappointed, because there is going to be a meet and treat for July 4th, but just not on July 4th, which is when we're going to be there. It says, kick off the 4th of July weekend as Disney celebrates America and the 250th for our nation at a red, white, and blue dance party inside the Atlantic Dance Hall on Disney's Boardwalk. Eligible members staying at Walt Disney World Resort can enjoy a treat and interact with their favorite Disney characters. Event takes place from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on July 1st and 2nd. Members can bring up to 4 guests or as many as are on their reservation, and a valid DVC membership is required. So, we get there July 3rd. So, and honestly, even if it was on July 3rd, we probably wouldn't make it there at that time, because we were planning on leaving first thing that morning, which honestly never happens anyway. But we have to do, Ryder needs to get his new passport, because you can't renew kids' passports. And you have to get it every 5 years, and his expires in September, and we have a cruise in September. We have an appointment on July 3rd, right before we leave, because both parents, if you have never gotten your kid's passport, both parents have to go, and the kid. Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that. I mean, we did get our daughter her passport
Yeah, this is the third time we've done it, and basically both parents and the kid have to go. So everything's done. Yeah. We just have an appointment because it's with our schedules. So we're doing it July 3rd right before we drive up. But
yeah, now that I think about it, I do think I remember that because I think they want to like make sure that one of the parents isn't
are trying to kidnap the kid. Trying
to kidnap the child. Yeah.
But anyway, so I mean I am hope I've said it before. We're staying at the Polynesian again. We did this last year, the 3rd through the 5th. We're doing the same thing. Again, planning on just being a park. We may go to SeaWorld. So we may go to SeaWorld on July 4th because we have some tickets that we haven't used yet. So we're going to see kind of we'll plan when we're there. But we're very excited. So hopefully they'll have some really cool stuff at the Polynesian and characters and everything. This looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm sure they'll all be in the red, white, and blue. I was really hoping that it was going to be on either the 3rd or the 4th, but it's not. So,
yeah, I know. It's. I mean, I guess it makes sense. They probably didn't want to do it on a holiday.
Yeah, and it's...
Because they know that they're going to have a ton of people in the parks anyways.
And then plus, you know, the 1st and the 2nd are I think the 2nd is a Thursday, so it's a Wednesday right. And a Thursday. So yeah. It makes sense. It makes sense that it's during the week. But yeah, it's one thing. It doesn't really bother me when it's like we don't have a trip planned. But when you have a trip planned and you miss it by a day, it's like, that sucks.
I know. And it's not even like you can just like go a day early and get a hotel room locally because you have to be staying on property to go to these.
Yeah.
It's not like you can get your way in. But
and to be honest, they're really not worth it. It's a lot of fun, but it's not worth like trying to get there a day early. Yeah,
yeah. So. We've talked about this before. They're nice events. They're a lot of fun, especially if you have kids. You get to meet some different characters. You usually get some candy and stuff like that. Like, I wouldn't travel like from where you live. Right. I wouldn't drive 4 hours just for one of these. You know,
right? Exactly.
Moonlight Magic, maybe I would drive 4 hours, but
yeah,
for one of these meet and treats, they're not that exciting.
I know we had talked about that. I was planning on going to the Moonlight Magic, but because I have an August use year, you know, so the one is July 20th. Well, seeing everybody and if you did get into Moonlight Magic, congratulations. I didn't try. But yeah, there was a lot of people that did it. You know, the Hollywood Studios one is just hard to get in because the capacity is limited. Mm. All the people, seeing so many people not get in to the July 20th one, I think I made the right decision. But anyway, so if you do go to the meet and treat on July 4th, let us know in our DVC community. We'd love to see pics. We'd love to see what it was like. And so I can have some FOMO. Speaking of the boardwalk, and there's some work being done at vacant storefronts at the boardwalk. So there are now 3 unoccupied spaces at Disney Boardwalk. Work appears to be going on at all 3 of them, which is great. So a permit has been filed for the Big River Grill space with an internal reference as Project Amazon. And then a second permit for the empty Whalen Gallery space has been filed, and this is known as Project Bubbles. No, I didn't even know that was closed, to be honest.
Just closed that. I think it was last fall they closed it. I think when we were there last fall, it had just closed. But yeah, that's more recent than the other two.
And then while there isn't a permit on record, the interior of Jelly Rolls are being demolished with the side of the building open and construction walls surrounding the space. Stay tuned for news of what's coming to Boardwalk. And if you have any inside information, let us know.
It's frustrating, especially particularly as an owner, that, you know, you have this entertainment space there and it's just sitting empty, you know. I mean,
and especially the restaurant, because that restaurant was always busy.
What was nice about Big River Grill, it wasn't the best food or anything like that, but it was decent. You didn't need a reservation.
Right.
They didn't take that. Well, now it's whatever, 60 days, but still they didn't take reservations in advance. So you could almost always like spur of the moment kind of go there and get some food, and they had decent, you know, it was burgers and that type of stuff, but it was fine. And of course, you know how much I love Jelly Rolls, and like, I'm not happy it's gone, but I'm even less happy that it's dead space because again, the Boardwalk should be an entertainment district and dining district, not just for people staying at the Boardwalk and Yacht and Beach Club, but for anyone staying at Disney should be able to come over there and enjoy themselves. And so absolutely. It's a little disappointing seeing so much closed there.
Sounds like there's going to be 2 things coming soon.
Yeah, we'll keep everybody posted if we hear anything else. But yeah, if you hear anything, post it on the My DVC Points Facebook page.
Or if you want to, if you don't want to post it because you want to, you have confidential information, feel free to share it to us. We will keep you anonymous.
Yeah, that's true. For sure. And we got also more information from the new DVC at Disney Lakeshore Lodge. And this is all coming from permitting. And this is usually how we first find out things about these resorts and details about these resorts. Now, Disney has not been saying anything about, is this a split DVC and cash resort? Is it all DVC? Is it even all cash to this point? Well, now Disney has filed some permits with the state of Florida that hints at some new information regarding this resort in terms of DVC. First off, the permit indicates the total number of timeshare weeks at the resort. And when that number is converted to units, this indicates that the resort will have 876 timeshare units. What's interesting about this is they had previously announced on the Disney Parks blog that there would be 967 thoughtfully designed rooms. If you do the math there, I think that's like 91 more rooms than the 876 timeshare units. Now, this part is speculation, but assuming that both those numbers they share are correct, and there's no reason we shouldn't, one of these two things seems to be true. One, the resort is entirely DVC, and the lower number, that 876 number, counts the lock-offs as a single timeshare unit, where the 967 is the rooms split up as lock-offs. So that would indicate the resort would have 91 lock-offs and the resort's entirely DVC. The other option is maybe the resort is designed with 91 cash rooms, which would be just over 10% of the total inventory instead of declaring it entirely as DVC. I mean, I don't know what you think, Shannon. I think it's the first one too, because that just seems weird that they would have 10% of the rooms cash. I think that's most likely.
Yeah. That's big.
Yeah. Well, and this is point out, regardless of the number of cash rooms, 876 units means that the DVC resort is on the same scale all of Saratoga Springs, including the Treehouse Villas. Saratoga has like 880 units or something like that.
Oh, wow.
So this is a huge, probably the second largest DVC resort, and it might be the largest by points, because if they charge more per room than Saratoga does, then it could actually have more points than Saratoga.
Wow.
The other interesting bit is the resort filing referenced a use plan which suggests the Lakeshore Lodge will be part of a trust similar to the cabins at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. The implication here is that both resorts may be combined into a single trust, meaning members at one could book the other at 11 months or vice versa. This is something you and I have speculated about happening once we saw Lakeshore Lodge was announced. I don't think that we should be surprised by that, right?
Right. Yeah.
And then the last thing is, and not a surprise at all, the permitting indicates that there will be resale restrictions at this resort. So,
which is not a surprise.
That's not a surprise at all. They've been consistently with that since Riviera. All new resorts have had it. So,
yeah. And that's once they rip the Band-Aid off with Riviera, now it's like, okay, it's just expected. It's easier to take. I think people expect it.
Yeah. But, you know, to put it in perspective, Saratoga has a total of 14 million points, right? So we just talked about the size of Riviera and that it took 7 years to sell and it was 6.6 million points. Wow. So if this is on par, we're looking at 14 million points, which could easily take, you know, be on sale for the next 10 to 12 years. We'll see. Wow. Anyone that's like, if you've seen it from the monorail, if you've taken a boat over by it, I don't know if you've done that yet, Shannon.
We have not. No.
It is huge. It is so big. Like, until you like see it, you're like, that is a big resort.
We saw it a little bit in October, but it was so just starting, right? It wasn't, yeah. There wasn't that much there because we went, Ryder and I did the horseback riding and then we drove back there just to kind of look, but I haven't been there since. So yeah, I'm sure with it being almost built, so do we have an estimation of when it's going to open?
The last indication that Disney has given was summer of 2027.
Okay.
So we don't have anything closer to that. If you're looking for going on sale based on that number, you're probably looking at sometime between December and March that it would go on sale.
Okay.
If someone's looking for that resort in particular.
Okay.
It makes sense, though. If Riviera is close to selling out, they're going to want to get it online to take over that base resort. So,
absolutely.
All right. And here's another quickie, couple closures. We actually heard the first half of this, the Matterhorn bobsleds at Disneyland Resort was going to be closing for refurbishment on July 20th. And we didn't originally have an end date, but now today, actually, they announced that it's going to be back open on the 24th. So it's only a 4-day closure. Not sure what's going on. There was a long closure for the Matterhorn bobsleds last year for several months. So I'm assuming this is just some regular maintenance. More lengthy is on our coast. The Grand Floridian Cafe will be closing on July 19th until sometime in October, with the exact date not yet specified. For those staying at the Grand Floridian and looking to have breakfast, because a lot that's kind of like a quick service breakfast there at the Grand Floridian Cafe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They said that Narcosis will be serving breakfast from 7:30 to 2 to fill what was being provided by the Grand Floridian Cafe during that time.
It's not a quick service, but it's like a a sit down that you can have a decent breakfast. Yeah.
Right. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's good, but just Narcosis. I mean, Narcosis is great, but it's just, you know, it's all the way by the water.
It's less convenient for sure. Yeah. And it's not very big either. So I'm not sure if that will affect things, but
yeah. Okay. But that's good to know that those closures are happening. I'm curious of what they're going to be doing to Grand Floridian Cafe.
I think that it's just, they've kind of gone through the last couple of years and redone almost everything in that main building, right?
They
redid the main lobby and the bars and everything. And I think they redid 1900 Park Fair before they reopened it. So I think it's just, you know, they're kind of refreshing everything there.
That makes sense. It makes sense. I'm anxious. We haven't seen the renovations in Grand Floridian. So when we're there next month.
No, I haven't either.
Yeah, so we're going to definitely walk over there. I always love going to, what is it, Basin? I love going there, which is, I should not go there because I spend way too much money, but it's great. And I've got my son, my 10-year-old son, hooked on bath bombs, which I don't know, you know, sorry. Sorry to his future wife.
No, so, she should like that. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, so yeah, he loves bath bombs. I'm like, okay, well, little bougie little 10-year-old. That's good to know. If you got a trip planned, just know that that's going to happen. I don't think it's really going to affect people's real plans. Like, I don't think people plan on Grand Floridian Cafe either.
No, so. Probably not.
And then our last story is that DVC members can save 20% on select cruises booked via points. So in late 2026 and early 2027, DVC members can benefit from reduced costs on a selection of cruises with destinations that include the Mexican Riviera, Pacific Coast, the Bahamas, and Caribbean. Listed cruises are on the Disney Wonder and the Disney Dream between September 26th and May 2027. At least one reservation must be booked on points, and a list of itineraries can be found on dvcnews.com. Additionally, DVC owners can take advantage of the current kids sale 50% off offer when booking cruises with points. The offer requires two full-priced adults in the cabin with at least one booked using points. The offer is available on select sailings from October 1st, 2026 to March 31st, 2027. And the reservation must be made by June 14th, which I don't know if this episode will be up by then.
Yeah, I'm just realizing as you're reading that.
But I will say, you know, I've mentioned this before. I am a travel agent. Now, we've talked about this before. Booking a cruise on points is not a good use of your points. And the deal, the kids sale 50% off, it was a good deal. We mentioned it before, so I think anybody that wanted to book it has booked it. But Disney Cruise Line is coming out with a lot of offers. They had a 20% off offer with a $250 onboard credit earlier this year. Then they came out with this one. So if you miss this one or you're looking to book, I mean, if you want to book and you're not going to be using your points and you want to do that, by all means. However, if you like miss it, just keep looking. And if you want to reach out to me, you can. You can just Shannon at Touring and Cruises is the agency I'm with, so touringandcruises.com.
Wait, you said that very fast.
Touring and Cruises, like T-O-U-R-I-N-G and cruises.com. Okay.
All written out, not like an ampersand.
Exactly. But yeah. if you just look Shannon Ford Cruising, you'll come up with it. You know, you could definitely reach out to me, but I would just say, just keep looking. for deals because they've been coming out with a lot of deals. And I think that Disney Cruise Line is having something that they haven't had before because they've come up with so many new ships.
I think they've kind of reached saturation because the Disney cruises are excellent ships, but they're very expensive. So yes. At a certain point, they're going to reach a saturation of the
absolutely.
Market that's willing to spend the money for a Disney cruise. And, you know, I wonder if they're starting to hit it with three new ships coming online in pretty quick succession.
Yes. I mean, and the newer ships, so the Wish, the Treasure, and the Destiny, I'm not including Adventure because unless you're going to Singapore, but those three ships, the Wish is the one that's having a lot of sales right now. And that was the new ship in 2022, I think it was when it came out. The Destiny is the one that just came out earlier this year. We're sailing now. That one's not having many, but it was included in this kids sail free, but not into or kids sail 50% off, but it's not included until 2027 and only a few sailings. We're sailing right now, it's just really expensive. We're doing a 3-night just because I want to get on it before Ryder ages out of the kids club.
Right.
And it's more expensive than our week-long cruise during spring break. And we're sailing during hurricane season. So a 3-night during hurricane season is more expensive than our week-long during spring break on Royal Caribbean.
Again, I got nothing against Disney Cruise Line, but it is expensive. You're paying for the experience of Disney.
Yeah, and we haven't gone on, and I love it, but Ryder is now, I think this will probably be our last one for a while unless we have some, you know, because he loves it too, but once he ages out of the kids club, now they do have the teen club and the tween club and everything, but right. That was a big part of why you go on a Disney cruise. And, right. and I think the kids clubs on Royal Caribbean are great too, but once he ages out of it, it's going to be different. But I would just say, if you are looking to do a Disney cruise and you missed this deal, don't use your points unless you're not going to be using them elsewhere. Like, it's just a better use of points to do something else. Rent them out and then use that money to do the cruise and get it, and then wait for a sale because there's this one's going to end June 14th. There'll be another one.
Yeah. All right. And then real quick, again, we've been keeping up on dates. So now they've all been booked, but we have upcoming Moonlight Magics, Typhoon Lagoon on June 25th, August 4th, and August 20th. Hollywood Studios, as you mentioned earlier, July 20th. That one sold out really fast. Epcot, September 10th. I don't know if that was... Epcot's usually a little easier to get into because it's a really big
I didn't see that many complaints about Epcot.
And then a reminder that Welcome Home Weeks are scheduled to start on July 22nd through late August. And then also the D23 convention is scheduled in Anaheim, August 14th to the 16th. I know some big Disney fans go to that. I've been to it once. Expect a lot of park updates to come out of the parks panel on that. And I actually think because of that, we're probably not going to get a lot of news the next 2 months. Because if there's certainly nothing big, because if there's anything big, they're going to hold it for that. And even though I don't really expect anything, I think what we're going to see this year at D23 is details. Like we're not going to get any like big, oh, we're doing this now announcements because they did all those 2 years ago. And, you know, so we know Villains Land is coming and we know the stuff coming to California, the expanding Avengers campus and all those things. So we know all those things. I think this year you're going to hear details and maybe we'll get a date about the Tropical Americas in Animal Kingdom, because in theory it should be next year.
Yeah.
Sometime it should be opening. That's the scheduled plan is 2027. So we may at least get a season. I don't think we'll get an actual date, but we might get a, you know, fall 2027 or summer 2027, something like that.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Okay. But yeah, summer is usually slow for news. So we'll probably have episodes here and there. We try to like really only have episodes. We try and do them at least every 2 weeks. So two times a month does tend to be slow. So it may go a little bit longer, but we try not to go more than 2 weeks without an episode. And like I said, so if anybody's there for July 4th, you see us at the Polynesian or might possibly SeaWorld. We might go to SeaWorld too. Definitely kind of say hi if you see us, if you see my family. Love when people recognize us and say hi. And then before we go, just want to give a shout out to our three sponsors, DVC Resale Market, DVC Rental Store, and Bonera Financial for their continued support of the My DVC Points platform. And with that, I will say, see you real soon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.